Welcome, everyone. Hi, I'm so excited to bring in a co-founder of High Level. You've been here on my channel. We've been talking about High Level software as a service. And I want to ask the actual co-founder a few questions about High Level, how you can use it to grow your business, how as an agency owner, you can start a software as a business model using this software and white labeling it. So I'm super excited to share this information with you because this is something you probably haven't heard of and no one's really talking about it. And I'm so excited to give you an insight as well as go deep in with the co-founder some amazing things that you should be thinking about when growing your business in 2023 or we're actually in the last quarter here. So in 2024, what you should be doing to grow your online business or your local business as a brick and mortar, whatever your goal is, this is really the game changer for you. So let me bring up, without further ado, Sean Clark.
Welcome to SaaS Business Secrets with Stacia, where we bring you the latest in starting your six-figure SaaS business and beyond. Visit SaaSBusinessSecrets.com to find out more. Now here's your host, Stacia.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Thanks for being here. I'm really excited. You know, one of the things that we're sharing with me is you are not new to the SaaS world. Tell me a little bit about yourself. And I know that you have also started several other companies and another SaaS company as well in your previous career.
Yeah. So when I first got started, I actually started an answering service, which actually turned out to be a radically cool experience because we wrote a lot of our own software there. We had actually over 100 engineers and we were one of the first people in our industry that we knew of or even a company that had remote people. And this is like back circa 2001. So it was kind of a big deal back then. It was a lot of fun because I got to see the impact that something small in description could have in a big way for a local business. In that day and age, everything was about inbound calls. And if a business missed an inbound call, they would lose business. And so we were able to help them. And I got to see that sort of impact of that service on a small business. And that really kind of ignited my passion for small business. And so when I finally left that business and started my first SaaS company, I really wanted to continue to help small businesses. So I started a software company that helped do invoice reminders for small businesses. And it turns out a lot of small businesses go broke because their invoices don't get paid on time. So I built that up to about 1,000 small businesses off my kitchen table and sold that to a Canadian payments company and then started High Level with my co-founder, Varun. And shortly thereafter, added my third co-founder, Robin. And here we are.
That's so awesome. You found something that people are having problems with.
Absolutely. We just found if you talk to enough people and you hear the same problem over and over again, you tend to find that it might be something worth working on. And then you just say, hey, if I charge you this amount of money, I can make that problem go away. And people's, you know, don't run away screaming. It's not a bad double check.
Especially in the niche of, hey, I need to make more money or getting paid on time.
Yeah, money's a big deal. You know, if you can help me make more money or save more money, there's generally some value there. So it's about figuring out, are there ways that you can impact that and make it very scalable for that business and for yourself?
So local business owners, I myself have a background around when I first got started with real estate agents, also a similar need of getting more clients, getting paid. And
amazing. Every business has that same need. Very few people I've ever met say, I don't want any more customers.
That's right. Exactly. And then in that real estate world, that's like the one way to wealth as far as like passive income. And in this world for women, I was just talking to one of my friends. They don't really know what the SaaS world is. And actually, can you touch a little bit more about like me getting paid on subscription?
I mean, it's all around us. If you look at most businesses, they've gone subscription. But ironically, all of this came from SaaS, which is software as a service. And really, it's this idea that software used to be sold on a shelf in a store and you used to buy it and come on CD or DVD or something. And then now it's moved obviously to the internet a long time ago at this point and sold on a monthly subscription basis. And the reason why that worked out so well is mainly because the consumer got all of the updates constantly. So there's no such thing as upgrading your software anymore. And the companies liked it a lot better because instead of getting a one-time payment from a store or retail, they were able to get continuous payments on a monthly basis. And it made that model a lot more profitable. And lots of other companies have adopted this. I even know there are car companies now that turn on and off features in vehicles based on subscription. So it's gone pretty crazy if you ask me. But as the big thing in terms of the model we work on today, it's about taking the traditional SaaS model, which is, hey, I'm a big company and I have millions of dollars in funding and hundreds of employees and I own this sort of revenue model, and saying, wait a second, what if we could give that same revenue model down to the people actually working with the small businesses every day and help them build that same recurring kind of revenue model that the software companies have enjoyed all this time. And that's really what High Level is on a mission to do, is give you that same revenue model that's been so profitable for software companies by essentially being the platform that you can run on, but allowing you to white label it, you to resell it, you to mark it up, and you to create a business around that. Because what we found is that's actually what a lot of people were already doing. So all of these software companies who are kind of enjoying all this success, they weren't necessarily doing all this work. They were getting a lot of people to go out and do it for them. But those people doing all that hard work were really not getting any of the fruits of that labor. And they might get a one-time fee, or they might get a monthly fee for a couple months, and then they would get fired. But then the software company would retain the customer. So if you can white label a product, if you can resell it as your own, now you become the person getting that revenue stream, not the software company.
Yes, yes. Work smarter, not harder.
Absolutely.
I used to be, I still am. I would consider myself a designer. I actually went to school at the Art Institute of Seattle. And so, of course, you get into all of the different products, Adobe. You just reminded me that everything used to be a license for a year to be good software, right? And now all of that has turned into a subscription. And so they have increased their revenue doing that model. Because as a designer, you need it, right? So you're not going to turn it off. So
that's right.
And then it makes it more affordable, because a lot of the SaaS out there used to be like the licensing was hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, the average person's going to upgrade every 3 years. So we need to hit them every time they buy. We need to kind of take that into account and charge 3 years up front. And so then people would be like, oh gosh, $500, that's nuts. You know, I just need to get some Adobe Photoshop going on here. I don't need to spend that kind of money. And so I do think that it's radically changed. And then it allows consumers a little more control too, because maybe you think you need something and you started and you realize, actually this isn't for me, whatever. You can drop it and pick it up. And so I think that gives the customer a little bit more flexibility. So yeah, that's definitely, I think, why that revenue model has held up.
I've seen a lot of trolls kind of going on my page saying things like, well, this is not SaaS. Well, I mean, like, hey, look, it's no code to me, and I'm not going to go and try to become a developer and be somebody that I'm not.
They should talk to all the people who are raising venture capital. I've got a meeting with a guy today who is getting big funding by PE, a private equity firm, and we've had several people sell out, and all of them are getting SaaS multiples. So whoever is saying that just doesn't know the facts, unfortunately. Yeah. And it's not just us. I always love to tell people, you know, if you want a great example, go to Google Finance right now and search Veeva Systems. They're in the life sciences area. They're worth billions of dollars and they're built on the Salesforce platform. And so it has very little to do with how you build your SaaS. In fact, if anything these days, I would tell you most investors would be radically impressed that you built on top of something versus starting from scratch, because it's sort of like you rebuilding all the same functionality that already exists is actually kind of foolish. Why dig the hole if somebody already dug it? And you can just take that as part of your offering and move on and add what's unique to you versus starting over doing the same thing 100 times over.
There's a lot of things and people are being super creative. What have you seen that other people have taken on from zero to, you know?
This is kind of the fun thing. Because we offered both a white label, but also incredibly developer friendly, we've seen people come at it from the pure like, hey, I have an agency focused in this particular niche and I'm going to brand it and I'm going to put in all of my workflows and my funnels and my websites and all my templates and this and that. All the way up to, you know what, I'm also going to radically add in, there's a guy in the automotive space and he has like inventory management and you can run credit apps in the software, all of this. And so he's selling this to car dealerships so that they can run their entire operation on it. So we see everything up and down the list because it just provides so much flexibility. So just whoever you are, there's no way you can't create a business here, whether you're a software engineer or not, and you don't know anything about code, you get kind of both options. So it's kind of fun that way.
Exactly. And can you tell us a little bit more, when we first were actually scheduling this, we were talking about AI, and I've seen a lot of updates in that arena as well, too.
Oh, for sure. I would say AI is probably the biggest theme in the app these days. We have our big Level Up Day event. We're going to announce a lot of stuff at that event officially, but we already have text creation via AI, image creation via AI. We have a full conversational bot that will do both appointments and non-appointment tasks that you can deploy for your clients today. And then we'll be moving into voice AI in Q4. So you'd actually start to do phone calls via AI as well.
It just keeps getting better and better. Of course, there's different levels. I'm at the white label level and I'm just paying $4.97 a month. I would just call that an expense for business and for you guys to be adding in some really great features. It just makes the user experience better and better.
And Level Up Day, one of the big things I'm excited about that we've talked about is the e-commerce stuff. It's the one last market that I would say we weren't really able to serve before this. It's funny because we actually have some of the largest e-commerce marketers already on the platform, because what I've come to find is that, you know, a lot of people have these amazing products or brands, but the last place you want to land a new customer is on the 40 product list page, right? You need to land them on a funnel that sells them into the initial kind of hero product, and then you move them to the store. So we actually have a lot of these folks already because we have a great funnel builder, but now we're going to have the ability to actually do the full store as well. And I'm very excited about that, because then there's really no customer left that we can't serve, because e-com truly was kind of that last leg. And then also a lot of local businesses want to have an e-com offering, but if it's too hard, they're just not going to try it. And so I think this gives a lot of marketers the ability to go into their existing local business and say, hey, you know, this e-com thing is here. We already sell, let's say, retail in the store. Let's take a couple pictures real quick and make it easier, even if it's just for your existing customers, to not have to drive in to get the products. That's huge, right? So you really give them the opportunity to kind of extend out and continue to sell things into their customer base that they already have.
Yeah, thinking outside of the box, what other things can you sell without having to do more work again?
I can think of every salon I've ever walked into has some kind of retail offering, right? And their goal is to get me to buy a hair product while I'm there. But I've often been like, oh, shoot, you know, I think I have enough of that right now, but I want to support these folks. And this is the type of product I would buy. Well, it'd be great to know, oh, you know what? Later on, though, 2 weeks later, I can just jump on their website, buy it, and get it delivered to me, and not have to worry about it. But I feel good because I'm now still supporting that local business. I'm not just having to like think, oh gosh, can I go to Amazon or something to buy it? Now I can still buy from somebody local in my community.
Yes, that's a really great example, because I just chopped my hair off and they're always like upselling. You need to get this thing. Yeah, well, yeah. I just spent $300 on my hair right now. Maybe I'll get that later.
Right, exactly. So I think there's a lot of really cool things that we can do to just support our existing customers, even the ones that you wouldn't necessarily e-com, but now they'll have the opportunity to do that, which I think will be awesome. And then on the AI side, we already have this in the app today where you can actually have AI generate a review response to an online review, but we'll also turn that on automatic so that you can have it so that anytime a review comes in, AI automatically responds to it. It'll do a great job on positive reviews and negative reviews. We already have that. And then, of course, the conversation bot that we touched on is also now automatic. So the big thing for businesses is still the same as it's always been, which is people come at you all the time and people cannot respond fast enough. If nothing else, at some point they sleep. So you need to have automation there that can do things like talk to people who are interested in your services and help book them in. And so we've got all of that deployed in the app and ready to go.
I know some people don't think that I'm human because I get up so early and I'm respond so quickly, but we are humans and we're not 24/7. That's why we start these businesses as well, too, is to have that freedom. So This definitely helps. I mean, it 100% helps. Like, you can feel confident that your customers are being responded to quickly and they can feel confident as well that they're going to get an answer real quick. I'm so excited about the software. I used to have to tell my clients, like, you have to get all of these things in order for us to do what we need to do to help you grow your business. And now it's all in one place.
It is very cool. Yeah. You don't have to buy 7 products and try to string them together with Zapier. You can just kind of put them all in one spot.
Yeah, definitely cut down my zaps, if not to barely anything.
Exactly.
Again, life-changing for me as a person who like helps a lot of business owners and with the automations and things like that. I'm looking to help other agencies as well who put this in their hands so they can look amazing too.
Yeah, and I think as a business model, that's the biggest thing I'm excited about is how many agencies' lives we've changed. Being in a services business is tough. People often say, well, I can charge my client $3,000 a month, but the problem is, the amount of work you have to put in to do that, most people, when you do the math, you'd actually make more if you had a job. And that's a really terrible thing to say when you're running your own business. So having a recurring revenue stream that's scalable, that's run by software, that's 98% profit margin kind of stuff, that's a real business. And fundamentally, I've seen people grow that. And it's so easy to do because I always say, look, if you go out and you attack 100 local businesses and get them as your customer, right there, you have an insanely awesome business that it is very scalable, that doesn't require that you're doing bespoke work all the time. You're not trying to constantly do custom upgrades and tweaks and this and that. It's a very pattern business. And if you think about most businesses, that's what they are. That's what really defines scalability in most cases is, am I taking a box off the shelf and selling the same box roughly to every single person? And you might tweak this or tweak that, but it's a tweak. It's not a feature unto itself. And if you can do that, you have a real business. If not, you're just basically an unpaid or you're a, like a contract employee, essentially. And that's what we want to change. And taking that SaaS model and giving it to some of the agencies, we've seen huge success there already.
Yes, I'm so excited because it's been a whole mindset shift for me as well, too. So used to like doing the thing and like you can't scale. Everyone always wants a piece of me, right? And they want, like, no, how can I duplicate things?
That's right.
Like, well, we're going to have to train you and shift this over here. This is what you're paying for, the software, not just for me. Yes, you can pay for me for this, but you're going to be paying for this. Otherwise, you would be paying this for 10 other subscriptions.
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I hope this was helpful to people to really understand software as a business model. You can do this. No coding experience, no experience necessary. And you can leverage. This is what the wealthy people do. Leverage, not just leveraging other people's money, but leveraging the software, grow your business. We've built a whole freedom business here. I'm super excited. I'm going to be there too. I'll see you in Dallas and excited new updates.
I can't wait.
Of course. And I'll give you more updates as we come back from the awesome Level Up Summit. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Love and aloha. Bye.